This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
David Jenkins, thank you very much here at Carletonville High School on a potentially rainy night, although as of now, Carl, not raining in Carletonville, and a lot of the rain has stayed to the north of Macoupin County today. Maybe tomorrow will be a different story, but with that forecast being like it was predicted, they moved it up to a 6 o'clock start, and in a lot of ways just trying to maybe protect this field in some ways.
Well, absolutely. You get an extra hour before, if we do get rain, well, we'll have an hour, hopefully, of football before it even hits. So that's a plus. And you figure we've kind of been lucky because Springfield's been getting waxed with rain today. So we haven't been hit too bad. Here and there, there's been some spotty, heavy showers, though.
Litchfield won the toss, and they will receive. They'll have the purple pants, the white jerseys with the purple numerals and the purple helmets, white face masks. Carletonville in the traditional home blue look with the blue pants, blue jerseys, the white shoulders, blue helmets with red face masks. And with the weather and kind of the predicted outcome of this game, not a big crowd on hand here tonight. Normally the bleachers jam-packed at Carletonville High School, but not so here tonight as Tucker Hughes is set to kick it away for the Carletonville Cavaliers. And, Carl, the old adage is you never know what can happen. You know, that's why they play the game, but my goodness, it's just hard to envision any circumstance tonight where Litchfield can stay within multiple touchdowns of Carletonville. We'll see how it transpires. We're set to go. It'll be an onside kick to start for Carletonville, and it will get past everyone out of bounds, and Litchfield will take over first and 10 at the 40. Clayton Walsh, the junior quarterback for Litchfield, he's 5'10", 150. In the backfield, you'll have senior Alex Fisher. He's 5'7", 165, along with Drew Hartzell. He's a freshman at 5'4", 160. The wide receivers, freshman Blaine Stewart at 5'11", 130. Caleb Jurgen is a sophomore at 5'8", 125. Nathan White, a senior at 5'7", 150. On the offensive line, the tackles, Jefferson Thomas, a junior, 6'1", 215. And Michael Fenton, a senior at 5'10", 197. Dustin Terrell is your center. He's a senior, 5'11", 236. Austin DeWitt is the guard at junior, 5'8", 200 pounds. And Dylan Maxwell at the other guard, he's a junior, 5'9", 200 pounds. And the size for Litchfield, Carl, is not going to match up with the size and speed of Carletonville here tonight.
Not at all. As we noticed at the coin flip, Carletonville players kind of shadowed the Litchfield players.
So under center comes the quarterback, and the first play goes nowhere, blown up in the backfield for a loss. As they will spot the ball back around the right at midfield. Loss of two on the play. The Carletonville defense tonight, Will Walton on the defensive line, Jordan Bressler, Blaze Ballou, Logan Rosentrader, 185, 240, 280, 200 pounds. Also, Tucker Hughes on the defensive end at 160 pounds. Carletonville just crowding the line of scrimmage as Walsh works from shotgun. Pressure coming again. He's flushed. He will unload. Nearly intercepted by Dixon. It's incomplete, and it will be third and 12. The linebackers, Ramey Lewis, Colton DeLong. And then in the secondary, Nick Walton, Jake Ambule, Colin Gibble. And you just heard Kyle Dixon's name. But we've seen Carletonville the first 2 weeks, Carlos, and they are big, strong, and fast, even compared to a year ago.
Yeah, their defense is possibly the best in this conference, and you put that in the factor that they had already had a great offense from last year coming back.
The ball spotted at Litchfield's own 48-yard line, ball marked at midfield, as normally when the ball goes out of bounds, it's marked at the 40, but I think a Carletonville player touched it right at midfield, so that's why it's marked at midfield to start. Shotgun, Walsh. He's going to roll to his left. He is pressured. He's going to unload deep and complete. A flag comes out in the backfield as a Litchfield player is down at his own 40 to his feet. That is Michael Fenton. Wait on the signal here. It's on Litchfield. It'll be fourth down and 12. It's going to be a hold on the Panthers. So Carletonville will decline, and it will bring up fourth down. And I don't think a surprise to anyone, Carl, in the first series there that this Litchfield offensive line overmatched.
No. Size of Carletonville and size and speed, another factor that we got to mention. The Cavaliers have the ability to get to the corners of both sides of the field.
So back deep for Carletonville will be Jake Ambule and Kyle Dixon. They will wait around their own 20-yard line as Jefferson Thomas will stand inside his own 40. To punt it away for Litchfield. It's a high snap. Thomas corrals it. A nice high kick angled towards the sideline. Dixon will make the catch out of bounds. So a nice punt that time from Thomas, angled it nicely towards the sideline. And Carlinville will take over right around their own 20-yard line with 11:07 for the opening quarter. Jared Easterday, Carl, has set all the major Carlinville passing records. He broke all of his brother Job's records, 3,975 passing yards, 45 touchdowns, and a 65% completion percentage.
Wow. So he's off to a slow start. According to his yearly, he's only hitting 60% right now, 59. And he did have a tough first game, as you recall, just making contact.
Carlinville will start inside their own 20 at the 19-yard line. Easterday will work from shotgun. They've got four receivers bunched to the right side of the formation, one receiver split out wide to the left. They will motion the man, that is Dixon, to the left side of the formation. Empty backfield. They set up the little screen pass. Catch is made by Nick Walton. He has blocking. He is down the sideline. 50, 40, 30. He is into the Severs Equipment red zone, powered by Case IH and online at SeversEquipment.com. It's a touchdown for the Cavies. One play, 81 yards, untouched.
And that'll help passing stats, I guarantee you.
So Nick Walton down the sideline for a touchdown on the game's first play from scrimmage for Carlinville, 81 yards.
Basic little screen, Tim, but good blocking also accommodates that with gave him the big lane to go down the line.
So now Carlinville will shift everyone over to the left side. They will be looking for a certain look here out of the Litchfield defense. If they get it, they go for two. If they don't, everyone shifts back into the normal set. It looks like they might have the look they want. They're going to snap it and go for two with that shifted line into the end zone for the two-point conversion. Easterday found Colton DeLong right in the middle of the end zone for the easy two-point drive. 10:54 for the opening quarter. Carlinville leads Litchfield 8-0. You're listening to High School Football on WSMI. One play, 81 yards for the touchdown, and the kickoff again goes out of bounds. That was more the mid-range pooch kick for Carlinville, and that's two kickoffs out of bounds for the Cavaliers to open the ball game here tonight. And Carl, that play, the touchdown play from Easterday to Walton, my goodness, the blocking on the outside was just supreme.
Once you get that type of blocking and you have the speed out there, you're going to go quickly.
So with the kickoff out of bounds, Litchfield will take over at their own 35-yard line with 10 minutes and 54 seconds. For the opening quarter, Litchfield went 3 and out for minus 2 yards the first time they had the football. Carlinville, one play, 81-yard touchdown the first time they had the football. And we just saw in the opening offensive series for Litchfield, no time to operate any type of offense with the power and speed of Carlinville up front. They crowd the line of scrimmage. Walsh will hand it off and nothing doing. He is stacked up and driven back. First man in on the stop was Jordan Bressler. And we have a Litchfield player down, clutching at that left knee. Litchfield has just 27 kids on their roster, 10 freshmen, 10 juniors, 4 seniors, and 3 sophomores. And this is something you never want to see, the young Litchfield man flat on his back in pain, holding his left knee. 10:37 for the first quarter of play. Carlinville leads Litchfield 8-0. We're back to Carlinville High School following these messages on WSMI. The injured Panther was starting guard Austin DeWitt, the 200-pound junior. He is still being helped to the sideline very gingerly, a coach on each arm, and they were almost ready to snap the ball, but DeWitt's not off the field yet, and he is in a lot of pain, Carl. It's a left knee injury for Austin DeWitt.
And you hope for the best there. It does look like he'll probably be out.
It is second down and 12 for Litchfield, minus 4 yards on the night for the Panthers on 4 offensive snaps. Walsh will work from shotgun. Hartzell is the deep back behind him. Shotgun snap. Walsh has time, throws, and incomplete. Overshot his receiver by about 15 yards as Dixon had the one-on-one coverage on the outside. And that time, Walsh had a little more time than he's had the first few dropbacks.
I think he just didn't expect the time and threw his pass a little too early that time.
And that is a very common thing when you've, and remember this is week 3, so he's seen consistent pressure through the first 2 weeks as well, although he did not start the season at quarterback for Litchfield. They had a young man suffer a pretty serious injury in the opening week of the season. Mentioned 10 freshmen of the 27 on the varsity roster. That is a uphill battle in the South Central Conference against the likes of Carbondale, Vandalia, Pena, Greenville. Now a motion up front for Litchfield as they were moving before the snap. That's going to cost them 5 yards and move the football back inside the 30. And Carl, we've seen around the area some teams that have had numbers similar to Litchfield. The difference is, though, they haven't played in this conference.
Not in this conference at all, no. And just unusual to see that small amount of your senior and juniors out. And really a very small sophomore class.
Three sophomores,
right.
Four seniors. They will hand it off to Hartzell. He's going to try to run left, and he will not do it. He's going to be thrown for a loss back inside the 25 at the 24. That'll be a loss of 4 yards on the play. And it's going to bring up fourth down and about 20 for Litchfield. So another three and out for the Purple Panthers. So they go backwards 11 yards on this drive as Ambule and Dixon wait for the punt at the 40. Jefferson Thomas gets the kick away. Ambule will make the fair catch at his own 49-yard line. And that's where the Cavvies will take over, first and 10 with 9 minutes and 55 seconds for the opening quarter. So six plays minus 13 yards with a penalty for Litchfield.
Negative 9 in the rushing game and 0 in the passing game.
And in all seriousness, we just hope that Litchfield can come out of this game relatively healthy. We've already seen one young man have to be helped off the field, Austin DeWitt. Just a extremely tall order here tonight against a team that has legitimate state aspirations in Carbondale. State semifinalist 2 years ago, lost in the quarterfinals in overtime last year. Easterday has time, throws over the middle, caught by DeLong inside of the 35, gets away from one Litchfield defender, and he will be brought down at the Panther 25-yard line. As DeLong almost broke that one, but a good job by the Panthers to get him on the ground. I think it was Alex Fisher who eventually got him down. That'll be a gain of 26 on the play from Easterday to Colton DeLong. He was wide open down that left sideline, got behind the defense. As Carbondale nears the Severs Equipment red zone, score big with Kubota in Auburn and Jerseyville online at SeversEquipment.com.
What's our total yards on the
26.
26, okay.
Hand off to Tucker Hughes. Tucker straight up the gut, bouncing off tacklers, dragging would-be tacklers down inside the 5, down to the 2-yard line. That's a gain of 23. For Tucker Hughes, and now Carbondale is in the Severs Recruitment red zone. Mow like a pro with X-Mark. Score big at Severs. Online at SeversEquipment.com. Big hold opened up right up the middle that time. Of course, this really powerful offensive line for the Carbondale Cavaliers. Got Tyler McLean at center. Alex Dawson at left guard. Jordan Bressler at left tackle. Blaze Ballou at right guard. And Jonathan Stillwell at right tackle, as Easterday brings it under center. He will hand to Tucker Hughes. Tucker dances his way into the backfield, and he is into the end zone for the Cavvy touchdown. A 2-yard touchdown for Tucker Hughes comes at the 9-12 mark of the opening quarter, and it is 14-0 Carbondale over Litchfield. That's a 3-play drive covering 51 yards.
So, Cavaliers, 2 for 2 in passing, 107 yards, and 2 rushes for 25 total. So on their way to a huge offensive day.
That was a 43-second drive after a one-play 18-second drive. 13-second drive to start. They will go for two. They pitch wide to Tucker Hughes. Almost stumbled in the backfield. Kept his balance. He's into the end zone untouched for the two-point try. 9-12 for the opening quarter. Carbondale leads Litchfield 16-0. You're listening to South Central Conference Football on WSMI. Tim Myers, Carl DeBar back here at Carbondale High School. 16-0, Cavvies lead. They've ran 4 plays and scored 2 touchdowns. Tucker Hughes has it teed up at his own 40-yard line. We've seen the onside and the mid-range pooch. This will be driven deep by Carbondale standards. It'll bounce at the 25-yard line, picked up off of a bounce, and then forward about 5 yards and then put on his backside by Ethan Wallace. Good coverage on the play from Carbondale. The Panthers get the football back with 9:08 to play in the opening quarter. Litchfield has ran six plays, and they have negative yardage on the night. They will start this drive. Let's see, where are they spotting that football? About the 30? I believe so. At the Panther 30 is where they will start first and 10. Clayton Walsh will work from shotgun. They've got three receivers on the right side of the formation. Hartzell in the backfield for the Purple Panthers. Shotgun snap. They will play action. Walsh looking for the slant through behind his intended target that time as he was looking for a quick hitter to Nathan White.
Timing didn't really seem to be there for the Panthers.
This Carlinville secondary has such a high skill level, Carl, the ability to cover not only, but then also make good plays on the football.
They do indeed, and they got good speed, but they also are pretty good size for defensive backs.
And we've commented throughout the Carlinville games, we've done the first two this year, they are bigger, stronger, and faster than they were a year ago, and Carlinville's always big, strong, and
right.
fast.
And Kyle Dixon, he's got about a foot advantage almost in height.
Shotgun snap to Walsh, pitches to Hartzell. He couldn't handle it cleanly, has to fall on top of it back at the 25-yard line. That'll be a loss of five, and it's going to set up third down and 15. Clock running, 8:45 for the opening quarter. Jonathan Stillwell trotting off the field for Carlinville. As we'll see, most likely the full complement of the Cavvy roster here tonight. Litchfield breaks the huddle, 13 seconds on the play clock, as Walsh will work from shotgun. He's got a back in front of him, a back behind him. Receiver in each slot. Shotgun snap to Walsh. He will pitch right. Running right is Fisher. He's got nowhere to go. He's going to be thrown for a loss back at the 23-yard line, a loss of two. And it'll be another three and out for Litchfield as they lose 13 yards on this drive. Inside of 8 minutes for the opening quarter.
And that's a problem. It's not going to go away. That Cavalier front line is in the backfield, 2-3 yards deep every play. Pretty much right off the snap.
Thomas the punt. Low kick. Ambule will run up. Fielded at his own 45. Does not call for the fair catch, but he is wrapped up immediately. Good coverage on that play by Alex Fisher as he met Ambule as soon as he made the catch, able to hold him up until his fleet of Panthers arrived to get Ambule on the ground.
Imagine for Alex that was fun because he'd been on the other end as a running back on hopeless situations.
Yeah, if you're a Litchfield player, you might relish some of those opportunities.
Where you get to one-on-one hit.
Absolutely. Ball spotted at the Litchfield 40-yard line. Shotgun snap for Easterday. Three receivers left side of the formation. Wallace is the running back for Carlinville. Nick Walton, the lone receiver on the right side of the formation. Shotgun snap to Jarrett. He's going to throw a quick hitter out to Dixon. Kyle makes the catch. Gets a nice block. Dixon on his feet. Oh, he slips through. 10-5. Touchdown. Man, he just got real small through that hole, Carl, and a beautiful piece of running after the catch for Kyle Dixon.
Not many players his caliber. When they're in that open field, Tim, you can't do nothing about him. He's got the moves.
Yes, he does. 40-yard touchdown on the first play from scrimmage. That comes at the 7:20 mark of the opening quarter. Carlinville had the ball for just 10 seconds on the one-play touchdown drive. Now Tucker Hughes on for the extra point. Easterday will hold. Snap back, hold down. Tucker's kick is up, and Tucker Hughes still perfect on the year on his extra point. 7 minutes, 20 seconds for the first quarter of play. Carlinville 23, Litchfield nothing. We're back with the Cavalier kickoff following these messages on WSMI. Tim Mize, Carl DeBar back here at Carlinville High School on FM 106. Welcome everyone listening to our live stream at WSMIRadio.com through our friends at Network One Sports. This ball is kicked deep, fielded by the Panthers, Blaine Stewart. He gets out across the 20 and then nowhere to go after that. He'll be brought down at the 22-yard line with 7:14 to play in the first quarter. Carlinville has ran 5 plays. They have 3 touchdowns, an 81-yard touchdown from Easterday to Nick Walton on the first play of scrimmage for Carlinville. Then a three-play 51-yard drive culminated in a two-yard Tucker Hughes touchdown. And then Jared Easterday found Kyle Dixon for a 40-yard touchdown. That was about a three-yard pass. And then Dixon ran
the rest
of the way.
Actually, the earlier 80-yard touchdown was a very short pass.
Mentioned Easterday already has a school record for completion percentage, total yards, and total touchdowns for a career, breaking brother Job's records. Walsh on the roll. He is in trouble, and he is sacked. That is Will Walton getting to him in the backfield. That's going to be a loss back at the 15-yard line and a loss of 7 on the play. Litchfield is just flat overmatched here tonight. We knew it coming in, Carl, but it's just, in a lot of ways, it's tough to watch. You feel bad for the Litchfield kids out there battling as best they can, but
you just look at the size and you realize, well, it almost looks like you got a JV versus a varsity.
In a lot of ways.
Yeah. In the pure size estimate of it. So.
And football is such a numbers game, Carl. You look at the Carlinville sideline, they've got players lined up from 45 to basically the other 30-yard line. You look at the Litchfield sideline, and they've got just a handful of kids.
Available even on the bench.
Alex DeWitt is injured. He's got his left leg wrapped up. Walsh looks to pass, and he will look no more. He is sacked. Big loss as getting into the backfield first. I think it was Blaze Ballou. And that's going to be a sack back inside the 10, right around the 5. We'll call it a loss of 10 on the play. So they started at their own 22. They're now back at their own 5-yard line, halfway through the opening quarter. Staunton Southwestern will be our second broadcast tonight. That game also starting early. That was a 6:30 kickoff in Staunton tonight. They're just about 5 minutes away from getting going, and we have a timeout taken on the field. 5 minutes, 36 seconds for the opening quarter. It's 3rd and 27 for Litchfield. Carlinville leads 23-0. We'll come back to Carlinville High School following these messages on WSMI. 3rd and 27 following the Litchfield timeout. They keep it on the ground running left, and Carlinville has it stacked up. Either no gain or a loss of 1 on the play. Looks like it'll be a loss of 1. That'll bring up 4th down, and Litchfield will have to punt from inside their own 5-yard line as Thomas will be standing in his own end zone. It's actually turned out to be a pretty nice evening so far here in Carlinville. The rain has stayed away, a little bit of cloud cover. But all in all, a pretty nice early September evening. Thomas will stand in his own end zone. Dixon, the lone return man for Carlinville, waiting at the 30. Oh, that putt is off the side of Thomas's foot. It's going to bounce inside of the 15. Dixon is going to pick it up and waltz into the end zone for the touchdown. Litchfield did not, I don't think, realize that was a live football. Literally, they were just watching it. Dixon ran up 15 yards, scooped it up, and scored. A 15-yard punt return, actually probably about a 10-yard punt return by the time he picked it up.
Yeah.
We'll call it 10 yards on the return. Comes at the 4:49 mark of the opening quarter. And maybe, Carl, in some ways that kind of just sums up everything, doesn't it?
Oh, my goodness. That is a 10-yard punt return.
Mm. Thomas has gotten some good punts off tonight, but that one went off the side of his foot. Might have been even less than a 10-yard punt return. But you could almost see Dixon hesitate a little bit, like,
right,
I guess I can just pick this up and scamper
in. And he does.
So that will now bring on Tucker Hughes for the point after to make it 30-0. He's perfect on the year on his extra point drives. Easterday to hold, snap back, hold down. Tucker's kick is up, and it is good. 4:49 for the first quarter. One of the shortest punt returns you will ever see, courtesy of Kyle Dixon. Makes it 30-0 Carlinville over Litchfield. Back to Carlinville High School following these messages. 30-0, the Cavaliers lead here as the kickoff will be driven away by Matt Schmidt, and it's a low squibber going to be picked up by the Panthers on the return out across the 30, shy of the 35 for the 34. Of course, Matt Schmidt has scored, what, 5 goals for the Cavaliers soccer team in the last, this week alone. Carl, every time I look at the Carlinville box score and read the scores at Spotlight on Sports at 7:30, Matt Schmidt, not just one goal, but usually two.
Multiple.
Maybe
that's
three.
That's always good.
That's right. Heck of a soccer player. The Cavaliers off to a good start on the soccer pitch. I guess it's a pitch in high school. Darren Deneve says absolutely it is. And if anybody knows soccer, it's Darren Deneve. Clayton Walsh will work from shotgun as Hartzell is the back behind him. Clayton straight back in the pocket, has no time. He is flush to the left, will throw on the run, and it's intercepted by Nick Walton. Walton will return inside of the Litchfield 45, down inside the 40 to about the 38. That was a really nice play by Nick Walton. He had to reach up and snatch that football.
And unfortunately for Litchfield, he had a little time to survey the field for the first time and did not make a strong throw.
Probably the most time he's had tonight to survey. So right back onto the field comes Jared Easterday in the Carlinville offense.
But then again, you do get gun-shy really quick.
Doesn't take long. Two receivers left side, that is Will Walton and Kyle Dixon. Ambuel is lined up right side along with Colton DeLong. Easterday has time. He's looking deep. Has a man. Dixon, it is caught. He is into the end zone for the touchdown. Is that time? Blaine Stewart slipped a little bit, lost the awareness of Dixon, and Easterday put it right on the money for the touchdown. As that will be, let's see, where was that ball marked, Carl? I did not see it.
Right at the, what, 39?
39-yard touchdown from Easterday to Dixon. Kyle's third touchdown of the night, two receiving, one on the punt return. That makes it 36-0 with 4:27 in the opening quarter. Another one-play scoring drive for Carlinville. Tucker Hughes on for the point after. Snap back. Oh, it's a low snap. Easterday still got it down, and Tucker puts it up and puts it in. That was not an easy one there. No. Good job by Jared Easterday.
Having to deal with a wet football, wet field a little bit, and give an extra credit to Hughes, too, on staying focused enough. He didn't kick it right, but he got it super high and just got it across the crossbar.
So much of that play is timing, and when the snap is bad, the timing's off. But Easterday and Hughes got it done. 4:27 for the opening quarter. Carlinville 37, Litchfield nothing. Back with the Cavvy kickoff following these messages. Tucker Hughes, a line drive kick. Going to be scooped up by Blaine Walsh out across the 25. And my goodness, nowhere to go. Will Walton slams him down. Shy of the 25. They're going to mark it at the 24. 4:22 for the first quarter, and it's 37-0 Carlinville. Cavvies came in ranked fourth in this week's 3A poll. They beat Hillsborough in week one, 35-0 here at Carlinville. Last week at Gillespie, beat the Miners 49-14. That was a one-score game most of the first half. And the week one game against Hillsborough was a two-score game most of the first half. Not so here tonight against the outmanned and undergunned Litchfield Purple Panthers. They trail by 37. Walsh, quick pitch to Hartzell, and he's got nowhere to go. Nice tackle made at the point of attack. That was Tucker Hughes as he just went low and took Hartzell's legs right out from underneath him. Did gain a yard.
Lost
the yard back to the 19. Ball was spotted at the 20 to start. Now back at the 19 for second and 11. So still Litchfield without a positive play. Oh, it was at the 24. Lost five on the play. Nothing but negative offensive snaps for Litchfield here in a long, long first quarter for the Purple Panthers. Walsh out of shotgun. One receiver each side of the formation. As he looks to the sideline for the play call. Now he's ready. Snaps away. They will pitch left. That is Alex Fisher, and he's got nowhere to go. Another loss on the play. And Carl, we see, I don't mean any disrespect here, good teams try to run on the outside of Carlinville, right, and they can't do it.
And this Cavalier line has been getting through the Litchfield line quickly, and yeah, these pitches, they just look like normal plays, except they're always in negative games. So, yeah, that one, another, what, negative three?
Minus four on that one.
Ooh.
Yeah, when you pitch it laterally, Carlinville's already in the backfield. So by the time you go to turn it upfield, they've already got their mitts on you. It's third down and about 15 for Litchfield. Inside of 3 minutes for the opening quarter. two receivers right side of the formation, one top side of the formation as Walsh. Checked up three receivers on the right side of the formation as Walsh works from shotgun. Play clock down to three. Clayton gets the snap away. Oh, he is pressured immediately, rolling, and he is sacked, flying into the backfield that time. That is Ramey Lewis for the Carthenville Cavaliers. Ramey, that's his second and a half sack of the season. He came with a burst of speed into the backfield.
Yes, he did.
Ball spotted at the five. Loss of 10. Another three and out for Litchfield.
So far, a negative 56 yards for the Panthers in offense. That's beat running and a lot of sacks, no completed passes, and a trouble on the snap.
And it's going to be picked up in the end zone, and that is going to be a touchdown for the Carthenville Cavaliers, and that's going to put them at the 40-point mark in the very first quarter. Wet football, and Jefferson Thomas couldn't handle it cleanly, hit the turf, and with the consistent pressure Carthenville has put on tonight, right on top of the football for the recovery. Did you see who recovered, Carl?
Not sure.
Looks like it is Reed Kleeman on the touchdown.
There was a lineman. That made it harder to tell.
Few and far between for the lineman when they can get a touchdown.
You bet. That's a rarity for him. You want to keep the game football then. Yeah. You'd want to keep the football after that.
That makes it 43 to nothing as Matt Schmidt now will be on for the extra point try. 107 seconds for the first quarter, and it's 43 to nothing. The snap will come back to Jared East today. The hold is down. Schmidt's kick is up, and it is good. 44 to nothing. The Carthenville Cavaliers lead the Litchfield Purple Panthers. We'll come back with the Cavvy kickoff following these messages on WSMI. Matt Schmidt, a low liner down the middle of the field. It goes through Blaine Walsh, going to be picked up on the bounce by Alex Fisher, and he tries to get what he can out of it. Not much there, shy of the 20, going to be marked down at the 16-yard line. So Cronville has a punt return for a touchdown of inside of 10 yards, and now another touchdown in the end zone after the snap was awry on the punt attempt. 97 seconds. For the opening quarter. 44 to nothing. Carthenville leading. Litchfield well in negative yardage for the ball game. Looks like the Cavaliers have their second string unit on the field now. As Walsh comes under center. They will hand it off and still nothing doing. Tried to run right over the middle. Flag comes out. The play went for nothing. And we'll wait on the signal in the area of an offensive hold. Clock stops as they sort out the penalty. Stay tuned. We'll have the Staunton Southwestern broadcast coming up later on this evening here on FM 106. It's a face mask on Litchfield. You don't see many face masks on the offensive run play.
Not too often. I think it was on the lineman.
I think so. And that, Carl, is a direct result of just kind of being physically overmatched. You're just kind of clutching and grabbing whatever you can, and you wind up with a hand and a face mask. So that's going to move the football back inside, no, actually right at the 10-yard line. So the play went for a loss of one. As it's going to be first down and about 15. For Litchfield. Full house backfield for the Panthers as Walsh comes under center. He will pitch it to his left. That is Fisher running to the left. Makes a move. Turns it upfield. And that lane closes quickly. Might have got back to the line of scrimmage. Possibly gained a yard. But Carl, that play right there. It looked like maybe Fisher had a lane. And then all of a sudden the speed of the second unit for Carlin goes right. Closed it in a hurry.
So the difference is, yeah, this time it is a positive game.
And we've got an injured Panther kneeled over at about the 5-yard line, now down on hands and knees. 51 seconds for the opening quarter. Injury timeout on the field. We'll step away. We'll come back to Carthenville High School following these messages on WSMI. The injured Panther is Michael Fenton, as he's being helped off the field, but for the most part, getting off under his own power. Austin DeWitt was not able to get off under his own power earlier in the quarter, and he has a big wrap on his left leg and shoulder pads off, sitting over on the far sideline on the Panther bench. The clock is going to run the remainder of the ball game, even though we're in the first quarter. That was decided between the two head coaches before the ball game, and it is taking effect right now. 44-0 Cavvies, 35 seconds for the opening quarter. Litchfield hasn't gained a yard, and Carlinville has not been stopped. And that's not hyperbole. That's just a fact in the situation here in the opening quarter. Fisher nowhere to go in the backfield. He gets collared up and driven down. That was almost one of those horse collar style tackles, but I think they deemed he had just a handful of the jersey. An absolutely dominating first quarter for the Carlinville Cavaliers. They don't give up a yard, and they score 44 points on the Litchfield Purple Panthers. You're listening to High School Football on WSMI. Of course, we'll have Sports Saturday tomorrow morning here on FM 106. We'll talk to our area coaches about week three of the high school football season. We'll have all the scores tomorrow morning for you as well at 7:30. Spotlight on sports here on FM 106. Also, Fighting Illini football tomorrow night as they will be taking on Western Illinois. 5:30 pregame on 105.3 The Ox. Illinois survived Kent State last week.
That was a bad first half. They did
play down 17-3 at the half.
Yeah. So they did play a fairly good second half, but I think it might be a long year for the Illini, too.
You shouldn't have to rally to beat Kent State at home.
You would hope not.
But I guess the positive, at least they rallied to beat them. Litchfield has it third down and long. They are back at their own five-yard line. Walsh will work from shotgun. They need to get out across close to the 40 for a first down. Walsh going to pump fake, and he's going to be sacked. I think he's in the end zone. That's a safety.
Well, we're having a little bit of everything.
That makes it 46-0, Carlinville. And they're going to get the football back. The Cavaliers have scored in about every way possible here so far in the first half. Passing touchdowns, rushing touchdowns, punt return touchdowns. They fumbled, recovered a touchdown, or recovered a fumble in the end zone for a touchdown off an attempted punt, and now a safety. The only thing they haven't scored off of is a kick return. Litchfield hasn't kicked off. They received to start the ball game. Now Litchfield will have a free kick from their own 25-yard line. And, there, of course, the Litchfield didn't know until Monday of the first week of the season if they were going to be able to field a team. There was really great doubt as whether they would be able to because of their numbers, Carl. And so far they lost 48-0 in week one, 53-0 in week two, and now down 46-0 with 9:45 to play in the first half against a very powerful Carlinville squad. It doesn't get any easier for Litchfield. Vandalia next week, then Greenville.
Ooh. Now, this is a tough stretch regardless. Cavaliers, Vandalia, Greenville.
Yeah.
Wow.
The ball will be spotted at the 20 for the free kick. We're going to have a WSMI game break here following this Litchfield free kick. It's going to be a squibber right down the heart of the field. Someone from Litchfield has to come pick it up. They will do so at their own 47-yard line. That's Hunter Robinson. He turns it upfield, gets inside the Panther 45, down to the 43. Let's go to David Jenkins for a WSMI game break.
Thank you very much, Tim Mize. Not the immediate WSMI listening area, but one game is going on in the state of Illinois right now. Macomb currently leads Farmer City Blue Ridge after one quarter. That score is 20-0. Some of the other games getting ready to go right now and kicking off in the next 10 minutes. Now back to Carlinville High School. We rejoin Tim Mize and Carl DeBar.
David Jenkins, thank you very much. As we started at 6 o'clock here tonight trying to beat the rain, which hasn't come yet, Michael Bias will throw it out into the flat. The catch is made by Jeffrey Stufflebean, and Stufflebean turns it upfield and gets out of bounds. Close to first down yardage. He will be a couple yards shy. They will mark him out at the 36-yard line and a gain of 7. And Carl, so many times, you know, when these big weather events are forecasted and people start canceling things, moving things around prematurely, this is exactly what happens.
Well, that's true.
Where's all the rain?
I believe in Litchfield we had a big ice storm predicted and never hit at all, but the streets were all salted the next morning.
Byatt's from shotgun will hand to Robinson. Hunter runs left, lowers his shoulder, has a Carthenville first down. Down to the 26-yard line of Litchfield. That'll be a pickup of 10 yards for Hunter Robinson. Richard Campbell now out on the offensive line for Carthenville. Also out there, we have Chase Michaelis. He's a sophomore. Along with Clay Crow. Also, Chase Lawless on the offensive front for Carthenville. Invaluable experience for the second unit of the Cavaliers. Trip receivers to the right side of the formation. Byatt's from shotgun. Michael, the junior quarterback, he's going to keep it himself, runs right, and he is down to the 19-yard line, and Carthenville has entered the Severs Equipment Red Zone. Score big with JCB at Severs Equipment, online at SeversEquipment.com. 7.5 minutes for the first half. Clock is running here in the first half. Of course, normally it's a second half running clock situation when you're up by 40, but both Tom Priddle and Chad East today agreed before the ball game that let's go ahead and, if necessary, run the clock in the first half, and that was a good decision.
Was indeed. And you look at this teams out there now, they're size-wise are compatible. They look more normal on the field. Carthenville's second unit's just that big themselves.
This handoff between Byatt and Robinson, and I think Litchfield got on top. They did. Fumble recovery for the Litchfield Purple Panthers as Blake Balestri got on top of the football, and Carthenville has turned it over. That time, I think Byatt might have tried to pull it out of the belly of Robinson that time, and Hunter didn't want to let go.
That will happen on those plays.
So that'll give the coaching staff something to harp on
yeah.
to get into the halftime locker room. Ball will be spotted at the Panthers' own 17-yard line. Something good for Litchfield. Good to see something positive for the Panthers. 6.5 minutes for the first half. Clayton Walsh will pitch it to the right, and again, trying to run outside, nothing doing, as that is Fisher on the carry. And Carl, you just feel bad for Litchfield because they don't have the size to run inside and they don't have the speed to run outside on this Carthenville defense. What do you do?
Well, yeah, there's really not a whole lot you can do.
Lost 1 yard back to the 16. Inside of 6 minutes for the first half, David Jenkins will have the halftime show coming up here on WUSMI FM 106. Of course, we stream all of our high school sports at WUSMIRadio.com through our friends at Network One Sports. And we podcast it all for you the next day, WUSMIRadio.com. As Terry Toad says, that's like a tin roof. It's on the house. Walsh, pressured, sacked, and flags come out. Again, Clayton patted the football once, and that was once too many. That's great pressure from the outside and right up the middle that time. See what the flag is. It's a hold on Litchfield. I would think Carthenville would take the play, Carl, with the sack. It's going to be third down if they decline. They will decline it.
They will decline it.
As the sack will take it back to the 10, that'll be a loss of 6.
And then also a loss of down, so.
Third down, as Litchfield needs to get out to their own 28-yard line. Carl, I think you have said, literally, of all the snaps, one play for Litchfield went for positive yards.
Yes, 1 yard for Alex Fisher.
Every other play has been negative
and the
yardage.
Negatives, yes, indeed. And especially the sacks. As, boy, Walsh himself has been sacked to the point of negative 43 yards now.
4.5 minutes, first half, 46-0 Carthenville. It was 44-0 after the first quarter. Walsh will hand it off, and that ball is out. Who's on top of it? Carthenville's on top of it as Litchfield turns it right back over to the Cavaliers, and Carthenville will take over first and 10 inside of the 10-yard line. And they are in the Severs Equipment Red Zone. Score big with Case IH at Severs Equipment, online at SeversEquipment.com. Of course, I saw some corn being picked today.
Yes, did see a little field work out there.
Byatt will work from shotgun, has Hunter Robinson behind him. They had a Botched handoff the last time they were out there. This time the handoff is clean. Robinson running left, and the Litchfield defense does a nice job to limit that, as in on the stop was Jefferson Thomas for the Purple Panthers. Robinson might have gained 1 yard down to the 8. It'll be second and goal, 3:25 for the first half. Staunton Southwestern will have that broadcast coming up later on this evening here on FM 106, as that game started at 6:30, so moved up a half hour to beat the rain that's not coming.
Well, you notice the wind's really picked up, though.
Byatt's rolling to the right. He will tuck, run, takes a big lick right at the goal line. He is down at the one-yard line. Gain of 7. Carlinville going towards the south end zone right now. And the wind blowing across the field, it looks like, and that is a good gusty wind, as Old Glory is really whipping in the breeze right now. It'll be third and goal for Carlinville. Hyatts will work from shotgun. 2 minutes, 35 seconds for the first half. 46-0 Carlinville, and whistles will stop this play before it starts. Nobody called the timeout. There might have been maybe the old inadvertent whistle. He will reset the play clock and now run it. Robinson, the tailback. 4 receiver set for the Cavies. Byatts from shotgun will hand to Hunter. Robinson fighting, churning, diving into the end zone for the Cavie touchdown. That comes at the 2:05 mark of the first half, 1 yard out for Hunter Robinson. That makes it 52-0 Carlinville, as Matt Schmidt will come on for the point after. Looks like Aiden Tosh will hold. 100 seconds for the first half. The first unit for Carlinville did not even play much in the second. They didn't play in the second quarter. Scored 44 points in the first quarter. Tosh for the hold. Matt Schmidt for the try. Snap was high. So Tosh got the hold down. Schmidt boots it, and it is wide to the right. Plenty of distance, but he missed it. Wide right. 52-0. Carlinville leading Litchfield. We're back with the Cavie kickoff following these messages. 44 seconds for the first half. Carlinville leading 52-0. Stay tuned. David Jenkins will have the halftime program for you coming up here on WSMI FM 106. There's a lot of games around the state. We'll be getting set to kick off here at the top of the hour on your 50,000-watt sports voice of Mid-Illinois, WSMI FM, Litchfield, Hillsboro, Carlinville, and Greenville. Schmidt drives it deep. Walsh picks it up, touched it inside his own 5. Now he brings it out, and he is not going to get back to the 15-yard line, gets to the 13, and no more. And with the clock running, we'll see if Litchfield is able to get out on the field and run a play before halftime.
Well, do you know the backup kicker has a leg, don't he?
Absolutely.
Soccer player.
Of course, you know, Carlinville has a long history of their soccer players being phenomenal place kickers. Think about Barry Stewart years ago, one of the Binti boys a number of years back. I remember he kicked a 40-plus yard field goal to win a playoff game over in Carmine back in the day. And that is going to be it for the first half. A truly dominating first half of football from the Carlinville Cavaliers, as they will sprint towards the north end zone into the locker room. 52-0, Carlinville leading the Litchfield Purple Panthers. Let's send it back to our studios now with WSMI's David Jenkins with your halftime show. Tim Meyes, Carl DeBar back here at Carlinville High School getting set for the start of the third quarter. And the Cleats for Kids is going on Monday through Fridays, 9 to 5. You can pick up or drop off your cleats at Shelter Insurance at 300 South State Street in Litchfield. For any questions, you can call John or Paige at 217-313-2555. And if you have just some lightly used cleats that are, you know, just sitting around getting no use, hey, take them there, donate them. Cleats for Kids, and Carl, this is a great cause.
It's a great cause, and it can be pretty much any athletic shoe, I think, when you come right down to it. And I know some kids are just getting into soccer, so they might buy a new pair, and then, just well give up that old pair. Let someone that needs it get it.
That's right. I mean, for the serious athletes who maybe get a new pair of shoes or cleats every year, the pair that you have is more than worthy of this cause right here. Cleats for kids, 300 South State Street in Litchfield. You can pick up or drop off there. Just a great local program going on, courtesy of Shelter Insurance. And then John and Paige, call them at 217-313-2555 for any questions. So we are set for the start of the third quarter, and we're going to play 10-minute quarters here in the second half, as Litchfield won the toss and elected to receive. So Carlinville gets the football to start. It's driven deep. Hunter Robbins is going to pick it up inside the 5-yard line. He's to the 10, to the 15, and he is thrown down, smack to the turf. Nice open field tackle made by Jefferson Thomas. And, Carl, you mentioned in the first half, Litchfield, they relish those opportunities.
Well, you bet they do. If I was thinking of the running back who was getting, you know, hammered by three Carlinville defenders at a time. He finally got a one-on-one shot and really relished it when he got through it.
Litchfield had a couple of injuries in that first half. Austin DeWitt has his leg wrapped up on the left sideline as the press box door comes flying open. Big clank here in the press box. Carl has people concerned. Michael Baez from shotgun will fake the handoff. He's going to bounce outside. Nice little move. Gets out across the 25, and he'll be pushed out of bounds with a first down out to the 32-yard line. First and 10, Carlinville, on the quarterback keeper from Michael Baez. We'll call it a game of 17. Ball officially marked at the 31-yard line, as Baez will work from shotgun. Train rolling by here at Carlinville. A slow mover. There's been nothing slow moving about this Carlinville offense here tonight. 44 points in the first quarter. 3 one-play touchdown drives. Baez will hand it off to Hunter Robinson. Hunter straight up the gut. Dragging would-be tacklers out across the 40, and he is right at the sticks. It'll depend on the spot, and they're going to move the chains for a first down. Let's take this opportunity to go to David Jenkins for a WSMI game break.
Thank you very much, Tim Mize. A fast start in Pleasant Plains as the Cardinals lead Riverton 13-0 with 8:27 left to play in the first quarter. Now back to Tim and Carl at Carlinville High School.
All right, thank you very much, David. Of course, Pleasant Plains, a team that beat Carlinville in the quarterfinals last year on this field in overtime. And Carl, I can still picture the winning touchdown scored in that south end zone at the front pylon. Hand off to Robinson. Straight ahead. Nothing there that time. No gain on the play. And if you remember that game last year, Carlinville was driving and Tucker Hughes got knocked out. We had a long stoppage. He had to be taken off the field in an ambulance, and just kind of after
it
that.
It seemed like momentum was really switched out over after that. Those kind of plays can do that to a team, especially that high intensity of a football game.
Well, sometimes it's easy to forget that they are just teenagers too, so when you see one of your classmates down on the field like that, that can really have adverse effects on you mentally. Little screen pass out to Aiden Noggle, and he will get to midfield. It's going to be a couple of yards shot, short of the first down. Call it a gain of 8 on the play.
He's shorter than that.
Oh, I was going to say he was down where he caught it. Yep, he went.
Yep, his knee went down.
Yep. So it'll be... Actually, he might have lost a yard.
Yeah,
on the
he's
play.
Going to lose a yard this way. So,
in the NFL, he would have been just fine. High school and college, though, you're down as soon as your knee touches the ground. 6 minutes, 40 seconds for the third quarter. Baez will work from shotgun. Cavaliers split three receivers wide to the right. Robinson is the tailback. Baez is going to run the stretch play to the right, handoff to Robinson. Hunter has a little lane. He gets out to the Carlinville 49-yard line for a gain of 8. Good pursuit that time by the Litchfield defense, as Jefferson Thomas was in on the stop. Slow to rise to his feet was Levi King, young sophomore. And the thing you hope for Litchfield, Carl, is that, you know, 10 freshmen on this roster, that they don't get too demoralized. Obviously,
well,
physically,
absolutely.
You hope that they get through the season okay, but just mentally, it can just be a grind and just deflating to take these types of lumps every week.
It can be.
Mentioned they've got Vandalia next week, then at Greenville. Baez on fourth down as they were a little short. He'll roll. The lefty, a high kick, did not go very far. He really got it in the air, and on the roll, just didn't get good contact with that left foot, and it's going to be marked out of bounds at the Litchfield 41-yard line. The Panthers will start at their own 41, 5:24 for the third quarter. Sports Saturday tomorrow morning, 9:03, right here on FM 106. Of course, we'll talk to Chad Easterday right out of the gate at 9:03. Big game next week for Carlinville with Pena coming into town, and that has been
an
epic battle the last number of years.
That's kind of nice. It's the fourth week you're going to have that game, you know. Both teams kind of should be in high gear by now.
It'll be a heck of a matchup. We'll have it for you live here on FM 106. Carl and I will be right back here next Friday night. All the way. Alex Fisher running left, has a lane, has a first down, still on his feet, out of bounds. The biggest play of the night for Litchfield, a nice gainer for Alex Fisher. He's inside the Carlinville 35, down to the 34. Gain of 25 for Fisher. After the only positive play in the first half, a one-yard gain. Good to see Litchfield get a nice chunk there.
And a first down.
First of the night.
First down.
Now can they find a way to punch it into the end zone? 4 minutes for the third quarter. They will hand to Fisher, and he goes straight ahead, nothing doing. And if you're Carlinville, you do not want to allow the first points of the year to Litchfield. You know, that's just kind of how that works. Nobody wants to be the first team to give up the points.
But it's going to be up to their, you know, their backups.
That's right. Flag on the field in the area of an offensive hold. Let's see, though. Might have been a defensive hold. Face mask on Carlinville. That'll be a five-yarder. So that'll move the football down inside the 30, down to the 29. 3.5 minutes for the third quarter. Walsh working from shotgun. He will pitch left to Fisher. Alex Fisher running left, still on his feet, and he will be escorted out of bounds. Should have a first down right at the sticks. Yep, first down. Second first down of the drive as the ball being marked at the 25-yard line. That was a gain of 4. Oh, no, I thought they said move the chains, but he's going to be a yard shy. Thought I saw a referee motion first down. I was mistaken. 2 minutes, 50 seconds for the third quarter. Walsh from shotgun. He's going to straight back, drop. Man, wide open. Oh, he underthrew it. That was a touchdown. If it's thrown on target, as Blaine Stewart got behind his defender, the ball was a few yards short.
Well, there was the play. It was there. Just couldn't make contact.
2.5 minutes for the third quarter. It's going to be third down and short. This will be four down territory for Litchfield. The big gain for Alex Fisher got them their first down, looking for their second first down right here. Third and short. Walsh from shotgun. Hartzell is the tailback. Shotgun snap away. Walsh is pressured and flushed to the left. He will tuck and run. Has the corner. Has the first down. Inside the 20. Out of bounds at the 15. And Litchfield is in to the Seavers Equipment Red Zone. Score big with Kubota in Auburn and Jerseyville. Online at SeaversEquipment.com. That was a nice piece of running that time from Clayton Walsh as he is out of bounds at the 16. Nope, at the 13-yard line. Gain of 12. 95 seconds for the third quarter. First down and 10 for Litchfield, looking for their first points of the season. Lost 48-0 week one, 53-0 last week. It's 52-0 right now. Walsh from shotgun will pitch left to Fisher. Oh, he is wrapped up, nowhere to go. Going to be thrown for a loss. Has right there to make the stop. Chase Michaels, the 5'7", 155-pound sophomore. He was waiting for that play off the right edge.
He's seen that play before, didn't he?
That's the one that
Fisher made a good gain on before, and Cavaliers' defense was definitely ready for it that time.
55 seconds of the third quarter. Another train going by, this time headed northbound. Walsh from shotgun. Quick little wide receiver screen. Catch is made by Fisher. Tries to turn the corner, but a nice open field tackle made on the far side of the field. I believe on the stop that time was Joe Lewis. It's going to be third down and long.
Lewis.
18 seconds for the quarter. Carlinville huddling. They should get this snap off before the quarter comes to a close. It was just a 10-minute third quarter. Had a running clock late in the first quarter. Carlinville put up 44 points in the opening quarter of play. Over the middle, caught by Fisher. He's going to be short of the line to gain. That'll be the final play of the third quarter. The catch is completed down to the 10-yard line for a gain of 9. Three quarters in the books. Carlinville leading Litchfield 52-0. You're listening to South Central Conference Football on WSMI. Tim Ice called the bar back here at Carlinville High School. David Jenkins back in our studios. Of course, David took care of the Pizza Man pregame show and the halftime show tonight. Normal weeks, you can catch David in the Pizza Man pregame show at 6:30. Leading into our high school football coverage. This was obviously a bit of a different Friday night with the weather that was supposed to come. It's just downpouring right now. Oh, wait. No.
No,
hasn't
not here.
To drop. But you know how that works. You plan for the rain. It doesn't rain. You don't plan for the rain. And we would have had a monsoon. So we had the early start tonight. Saw some games, as David told us earlier, moved up and played last night. Staunton Southwestern will be coming up later on this evening here on FM 106. They actually moved that game time up to 6:30 this evening. Both of those squads are 1-1. And both teams, their win against Litchfield. Mentioned Carlinville has Pena coming into town next week, and that has all the makings of a big-time game. And over the last number of years, Carl, obviously Greenville's been fantastic. Carlinville's
absolutely
been the cream of the crop. But Pena, over the last number of years, has really matched up well with Carlinville.
They've been up there. You've got to put them as the third team that's almost in the playoffs every year, too.
They won the conference a number of years ago. Carlinville's won it the last two. Pena won it the year before that. Pass is incomplete as Walsh was looking in zone. A little bit behind its intended target, but it was well covered on the play, and that was fourth down. Do we have a flag? I don't see a flag at the moment, but the officials are huddling up. It's a hold on Carlinville. So that'll give Litchfield another opportunity here. It's fourth down and about 9 right now. Hold on the Cavies. And it'll stay fourth down. Not enough to move the chains. So Litchfield will get another chance for the first points of the season. And Carlinville may be winning 52-0, but their defense is not going to give up the points here. Walsh from shotgun. They crowd the line. Oh, the shotgun snap is high. Walsh has to fall on it back around the 15-yard line. And they will turn it over on downs. And that is unfortunate.
Yeah, that's just a shame. They had a nice drive there. Give a lot of credit to Alex Fisher as he ends up with quite a few big positive yards in that drive. And the quarterback hits a couple passes to him, too. So
Litchfield turns it over on downs in the Seavers Equipment Red Zone. Let's go back to our studios now. David Jenkins has a game break.
Thank you very much, Tim Mize. At Williamsville, the Bullets have extended their lead over Auburn. That score 12-0 with 10:48 left in the first half. Auburn still looking for their first down in the ballgame. Now back to Tim Mize and Carl DeBar in Carlinville.
All right, David, thank you very much. Williamsville off to a fast start. And, of course, Carl, a couple years ago, that epic playoff game right here between Carlinville and Williamsville, that was an all-timer.
It was indeed. And we've seen Williamsville over the course of years a couple, three times. They're always fun to watch, let's face it.
Absolutely. Shotgun snap now for Carlinville. Their third-string quarterback into the ballgame, that is Aiden Tosh. And you talk about invaluable experience for the young sophomore to get varsity experience here tonight for Carlinville.
I mean, that's one big positive on the Carlinville side is getting these kids high school play.
And that's one thing that Carlinville's been able to do over the last number of years is they've been able to handle a fair amount of opponents to where they can get their second string in for a lot of fourth quarters.
Sure, at least by fourth quarter or half of the way through a fourth quarter. A lot of times they're getting in a couple, three series there.
Every little bit of Friday Night Light exposure helps moving forward.
And this is an important class to do that with because 11 seniors on that offense.
That's exactly right. Handoff straight up the gut, fighting, churning, still dragging the pile of about four white jerseys. Was the Carletonville ball carrier that time. As the carry, I think, went to Stumblebean that time. It did. Jeffrey, a junior. But you're exactly right, Carl. Obviously, big things expected this year, but as we just look a little bit towards next year, you mentioned they're not only saying goodbye to a group of around 11 seniors, but highly productive
productive seniors. They were productive juniors and productive sophomores, most of them.
We've heard it before with Carletonville, though. They do not rebuild historically. They just simply reload, and that is what they have done the last, really, every year since Chad Eachaday has been here. I don't have the stat in front of me, but they have, oh, yeah, I do. They have not lost more than two regular season games since 2011.
Ooh. It's a good streak right there, isn't it?
That's quite a streak. And, of course, we always talk about winning one playoff, winning, getting to the playoffs in football is a big deal. If you win a playoff game, in a lot of ways, it's like winning a regional in another sport, and they've won a lot of playoff games. If you remember, for a number of years, they couldn't get past the second round.
The second round was the Achilles heel.
They've blown past that, though, the last 2 years, the state championship appearance and a quarterfinal appearance a year ago. Tosh will punt it away, takes a nice cavalier bounce out across the 40, still bouncing. Out close to midfield, then Carletonville will touch it down at the 48-yard line. Let's go back to our WSMI studios. David Jenkins has a game break.
Thank you very much, Tim Mize. After one quarter of play in the South Central Conference, Gillespie and Pena are scoreless. And they said they have good weather there at Pena High School. So, again, after one quarter of play, Gillespie and Pena scoreless. Now back to Tim Mize and Carl DeBar at Carletonville High School.
All right, David Jenkins, thank you very much. And Carl doesn't have headphones on, but good weather at Pena. The Miners and the Pena Panthers scoreless after one.
Interesting score there.
And the other, when you looked at the radar earlier today, it was basically a line from Springfield to Decatur North. It was pounding rain.
Yes, pretty much for hours and hours. I probably got 2-3 inches up there.
But there's just kind of a little pocket around the WSMI listening area right now. It's been a beautiful night. That pass is intercepted. As Walsh gets picked off, stepping right in front of it was Jack Kessinger, the 6-foot, 160-pound junior. He did a nice job to read the quarterback that time and stepped in front of his defender, or his offensive player, I should say.
Another turnover goes to the Cavaliers. Second pick of the game.
Four and a half minutes for the ball game. We played 10-minute quarters here in the second half. Had a running clock with 50 seconds to go in the first quarter after Carletonville jumped out to a 44-0 lead. And in some ways, Carl, that doesn't even really tell the story. Litchfield didn't gain a yard, and they couldn't really tackle Carletonville.
Couldn't stop them. Carletonville scored many different ways.
They will hand it off straight up the middle. This time Litchfield stacks it up. A look at the Carletonville ball carrier just fight and churn. Hard to get to the ground that time was Stufflebean. And they eventually got him down after a gain of two. Carletonville and Pena next week. We'll have it live right here on WSMI FM 106. And it's week four, but that has conference championship implications.
There's no doubt about that for that game.
Tosh will pitch to the right. Stufflebean needs a block. Got it. Turns the corner and gets slung to the turf at the Litchfield 45-yard line. Jefferson Thomas in on the stop. Also Alex Fisher. And we've called Jefferson Thomas and Alex Fisher's name a lot here tonight for Litchfield. There's been no quit in either one of those kids.
That's right.
Thomas is a junior and Fisher is a senior. And for
he's
the seniors, there's only
hits,
three
actually.
There's only four of them on this Litchfield team, but it is an unfortunate way for their senior season to have to unfold the way that it's going to transpire here in 2018. They were not even sure if they would have a varsity team the Monday of the first week of the regular season. They had a meeting that night and decided to go. They will pitch to Stufflebean. Huge hole. Great blocking. Jeffrey turns the corner. 10-5. Can he get to the end zone? No. He is caught and dragged down inside the 5-yard line. That is great hustle. I think it was Alex Fisher, Carl, who chased him down, just said no quit in that young man, and he proved it on a play like that.
He did indeed, and of course, they have plenty of time, even with a continuous clock, with the position they got in now.
That play right there says a lot, though, about that young man. You're down 52 to nothing, basically 2 minutes to go in the ball game, and you chase down and prevent a touchdown. They might wind up punching it in, but nonetheless, that was just a great effort and heart play from Alex Fisher. That's a play that they will show in film study tomorrow to how you just have to play. You can't worry about time and score. You just got to play. The handoff to Stufflebean and nothing doing. And, Carl, you know, you hear that a lot, that you just got to play. You can't think time and score. But it's human nature to know what the score is, to know how the season has gone to this point, most likely how it's going to go the rest of the year. So when you can still go out and give maximum effort, that's all that Tom Brittle can ask for out of his kids.
Oh, absolutely. That's tough to do. Let's face it. You know how the score is, and you knew how it was in the first quarter here.
Aiden Tosh over to the sideline to get the play call. He will trot back in. 70 seconds for the ball game. Let's go to David Jenkins for a WSMI game break.
Thank you very much, Tim Mize. Pleasant Plains starting to pour it on at home. They lead Riverton by a score of 27 to nothing. And it's still 12 to nothing at Williamsville with the Bullets leading Auburn. But Auburn did get their first down of the evening with 6:45 left in the first half. Now back to Carlinville High School. We rejoin Tim and Carl.
David Jenkins, thank you very much. And Carlinville takes a knee. And Carl, the Cavs did it about as classy as it could be done here tonight.
Did indeed. Brought in the JV into the first half, which is rare for any team to do, and held up and played good football, and you got to like that, and you got to like the both coaches get along. They understood the situation. I think they already had it set up. They do the continuous clock in the first half if they got out of hand early.
And
I got to appreciate that.
If Cronville had problems not looking ahead to Pena, now they can focus all their attention and energies on the big week four matchup with the Pena Panthers next week. We'll have the broadcast right here on WSMI FM 106 for what should be a heck of a ball game between Carlinville and Pena. Your final here tonight in week three, 52 to nothing. Carlinville beats Litchfield. Carlinville improves to 3-0. The Panthers drop to 0-3. Let's send it back now to our WSMI studio with David Jenkins. All right, David Jenkins, thank you very much. And it was 52 to nothing at the half, and that's what it wound up being here tonight. But Carl, this game, the first quarter, it was 44 to nothing, but this game was summed up on the opening drive for both teams when it was obvious coming into the game that Litchfield was going to be overmatched physically, and they were. They were held to negative 2 yards in their first drive, punted to Carlinville inside the 20, one play, 81-yard touchdown from Easterday to Nick Walton, and then after that, the floodgates opened.
They opened in every aspect as they scored, be it defense on a punt return and also all our big plays. Kyle Dixon had two receiving touchdowns, but he also had the punt return, so he ended up probably the main man with three touchdowns on the day.
And, I mean, the main thing to take away from this game is, one, Litchfield never gave up. We saw that great hustle play from Alex Fisher at the end. That says a lot kind of about the guts and the character of this Litchfield team. But you just got to call it like you see it. It's going to be a very long year for Litchfield. They're going to have more games like this throughout the year. They have not scored yet this season. They lost 48-0 in week one, 53-0 last week, 52-0 this week, and it doesn't get any easier. They got Vandalia at home next week at Greenville, then home to Gillespie, home to Roxana. They close out at Pena and at Hillsborough. They've now lost 22 games in a row. We saw their last win, remember, week 8 at Hillsborough back in what would it have been, 2015.
That's been a while.
That
right.
Put them at 4-4, a chance to go to the playoffs with the win in week 9. Their opponent that week was Carlinville. And, of course, Carlinville took care of it. But that's how long it's been for Litchfield since they've won a ball game, week 8 of the 2015 season, 22 consecutive losses. And on the complete other side of that coin, you have what the Carlinville Cavaliers have been doing, specifically the last 2-plus years. Now you think about the run of dominance. They haven't lost more than 2 regular season games since 2011. So it's been consistency under Chad Easterday. He's now in his 11th year. He's 84-30. And a bunch of playoff wins mixed in there as well. And when we look at this Carlinville team, Carl, they have all the weapons, the aspects you want.
All the weapons you need. They have the speed outside, inside. They have the size. They got the ability to score, be it run. They got the ability to score on passing. That's what you like. You got a team that's just overall strong in all suits. And they actually got a pretty good kicking game if they really want to use it.
Absolutely. Tucker Hughes hasn't missed an extra point
all
season long. So next week we'll be here for Carlinville and Pena, and that thing has all the makings of just a crazy good high school football game.
And the great thing about it being, say, what week it is for week four, you're going to find out what you need to work on because you're going to play a team that is playoff bound too. So when you get two playoff teams in, you can really dissect that game and figure out what you can do to improve the key things you're going to need for later on in the playoffs.
The winner of that game will certainly be in the driver's seat for the conference championship, but with it being a week four matchup, it doesn't mean you're going to win the conference by any chance, because there's still going to be a bunch of tough football games to play down the stretch. But, boy, it's going to be a lot of fun. We look forward to it next week. Carlinville hosting Pena will have it live here on WSMI-FM 106. I want to thank all the wonderful people here at Carlinville High School, Athletic Director Darren Deneve, and everyone associated with Carlinville High School. They treat us so good every time we come into town, so we thank them for their hospitality. Of course, thanks to our football sponsors. Without them, none of these broadcasts are possible. Please get out, patronize the businesses you heard on the broadcast this evening. Without them, we don't bring you any high school sports on the Tally Broadcasting Stations. Of course, Sports Saturday tomorrow morning, 9:03 here on FM 106. We'll talk to Chad Easterday, get his thoughts on tonight, but more specifically, get his thoughts on the game next week coming up when they will host the Pena Panthers. Thanks to David Jenkins. He produced tonight's game. He took care of the Pizza Man pregame show and the halftime show. Stay tuned. We'll have Staunton and Southwestern coming up shortly here on WSMI FM 106. For Carl the Bar, I'm Tim Mize. We say good night from Carlinville. And David, back to you in our WSMI studios.